Siddur Snippet Series is sponsored by Dr. Renee Jack Nussbaum, Refuah Shlema Ochol Yisrael, in particular, Shmuel Liba, Lipa Bas Ben Charna Lea, and in the merit that all those looking for a Shidduch should find their Basher. We are concluding our introduction, the second Bracha Birchos Kriya Shema, the Bracha of Av Rabba. We last left off with the structure of davening. Psuka de Zimra is our courtship, it's getting to know Hashem. We get to know Him, we have access to Him, we see His hand through nature and through history. We like what we see, we develop a relationship. So we move from the courtship to the engagement, to the commitment to one another. So the Shema is the ultimate commitment. Kabbalah sol nochus shemayim, kabbalah sol mitzvos. It is a promise to accept the yoke of heaven and the yoke of mitzvos. It's preceded by two brachas that reflect commitment. Why must we be obligated? Why are we committed? Because we are the beneficiaries both of Yotzer HaMa'oros. We are a member of the universal community of creation of the world. And then the second bracha, Avaraba, Bukher Bemo Yisrael Biava, we are part of the Ama Nivchar. Hashem has chosen us, and therefore we are responsible, accountable, obligated, privileged, and that is what is reflected in Avaraba and in Shema. In the Siddur Lev Sameach, it tells us we have to have tremendous kavana. I always love when it says you should have kavana here. You're supposed to have kavana everywhere, but it means extra kavana. So if you have minimum kavana everywhere else, have extra kavana over here. If your mind wanders elsewhere, try to avoid it wandering during Av Rabba. Make an extra concerted effort. We saw and we spoke about Az Yashir should be said, the Shira should be said b'simcha, and Av Rabba should be said b'kavana. This beautiful paragraph describing the closeness and the relationship and the affection between the Almighty and the Jewish people, as captured by the gift, the greatest treasure He could give, which is our Torah, should be said with extra kavana. And the Siddur Lev Sameach writes that a tzaddik once had a dream that the reason Mashiach has not yet come is people don't pay attention in Av Rabba. They neglect Av Rabba because Av Rabba includes the theme. V'sein b'libeinu bina lahavin lahaskel. We ask for insight in order to understand, to be enlightened in the best possible sense. And then, when we are enlightened, when we are inspired, when we are on fire, when we feel the presence of Hashem in our lives, when we see Him everywhere and we're connected with Him, when we fulfill our mission to repair His world and to make it work in His image, then, so lichenu komemius liartzeinu. So the connection in Av Rabba, same libeinu binu love and lahaskil, so lichenu komemius liartzeinu. When will Mashiach come? When we are Saint Balibena, we put in our heart lahavin lahaskil, this effort, this desire, this longing to understand. Similarly, along the same lines, the Ater Zakenim, his commentary in Shulchan Aruch and Siman Mem Zayin, which talks about Av Rabba, he says, when you say Av Rabba, one should think about if they have children and grandchildren, one should long for and daven for, if they're hoping for children and grandchildren, one should daven that they be lomdei Torah. Av Rabba is, it captures that commitment, the primacy, the centrality that Torah has in our life. Torah is the very air that we breathe. Torah is what sustains us. We said in the Parsha Shir this morning, a beautiful insight of Rav Druk, the Luchos that were written on this side and on that side. We know that the Luchos had the Mem and the Samech, then miraculously, even though they were engraved all around, the middle didn't fall out. And what's the significance that it didn't fall out? The Eish Tomed, Rav Yisrael Meir Druk suggests, the miracle is, perhaps the message is, that just like Hashem miraculously suspends the inside of the Mem and the Samech, He suspends, He maintains all of Torah. It's wonderful when people contribute to Torah. We need it, we welcome it, we're grateful for it. But people need to know that it is Torah that is lifting them, they're not lifting Torah. The Chavetz Chaim says, Eitz Chaim ilamachazikim ba, not lamachazikim osa. It's not an Eitz Chaimi, it's not a tree of life for those who strengthen Torah. Torah doesn't need your help. Torah will always be here. Torah is what makes the world revolve. Torah learning, Torah living, Torah values. So it's not Eitz Chaimi lemachazikim osa. It's not a tree of life for those who strengthen it, but lemachazikim ba, to those who are strengthened from it. When you learn Torah, and when you support the learning of Torah, and when you live Torah, and we'll speak about that next time, which is that the learning of Torah is for the purpose of living Torah. Lil Moda Almanas Lasos, which is a perfect segue. The Shulchan Aruch in Mem Zayin, Simi Mem Zayin, quotes Tosfos in Baruchos Yir Aleph, that tells us a person who didn't recite Birchas HaTorah, every morning we say, go back to the early Siddur snippets, we say Birchas HaTorah, Lasok B'Divrei Torah, Asher B'Chabonu V'Harevna, there's a Birchas HaTorah, the brachas that we say every morning. It's amazing, some people only concentrate on those brachas when they get an aliyah, which for some is every Monday and Thursday, for others is once a year or once a decade. But the kavana with the bracha, when you get the aliyah, we say the same words every morning, even when no one's watching, when the room isn't listening. We say it for ourselves, Asher b'charbanu. It's the same words, same significance, same meaning, same depth, even when there's no audience to tap into its great significance. So a person who, for whatever reason, didn't say or couldn't say Birchas HaTorah, fulfills Birchas HaTorah with the recitation of Avar Abba. It's paskin that way in Shulchan Aruch based on Tosfos and Brachos. So Rav Hutner and Pachad Yitzchak will set up the question, we'll answer tomorrow night, wonders, why should Avar Abba fulfill Birchas HaTorah? There are two different texts. Birchas HaTorah is Birchas HaTorah. Avar Abba is Avar Abba. But the Shulchan Aruch qualifies. Shulchan Aruch adds a qualification to Tosfos. The Shulchan Aruch says, Avar Abba can count as Birchas HaTorah if and only if, right after davening, you do what? Learn. You have to open a sefer and learn something. It can't qualify as Birchas HaTorah if you don't learn. But what do you mean? What comes right after Avar Abba? Shema. Where does Shema come from? The Torah. And the best kept secret, which we're not supposed to publicize, the Gemara says, is that minimally one can fulfill the mitzvah of learning Torah just by saying Shema in the morning and at night. So aren't you by definition learning Torah after Avar Abba when you read Shema? That elsewhere we're told is the minimum fulfillment of learning Torah, saying Shema every morning, every night. For this and so much more. Tune in next time to Siddur Snippets.